Please, please, everybody, you can submit those to the court reporter.
The at times tense hearing at Shadyside High School focused on a draft air quality permit. The permit is one more step toward a massive multi-billion-dollar petrochemical plant proposed for the Ohio River, just a few miles away from the auditorium.
It is a project such as this that will revitalize the Ohio Valley.
That's Glenn Giffen, president of IBEW Local 141 in nearby Wheeling, West Virginia, which represents electrical workers. Giffen and other supporters see a potential economic boom in the plant, called an ethane cracker. Its natural gas-powered furnaces literally crack apart ethane into smaller molecules used in plastics and chemical manufacturing. Ethane is brought up during natural gas fracking. But others, like Belmont County resident Jill Hunkler, see this plant as the gateway for something else, an environmental nightmare.
We want better alternatives for the region's future with more sustainable options than a massive petrochemical complex.
Officially, the hearing was about a permit. But everyone here seems to understand that much more is at stake. The place where the future of the Ohio Valley might be made is an unincorporated hamlet just outside of town.
All right, so we just entered Dilley's Bottom.
I'm driving to the site where Thailand-based PTT Global Chemical and South Korea's Daelim Industrial have proposed building this cracker plant. There are a few homes, an apartment complex, and a cemetery. The post office here shuttered decades ago. PTTG's project is not the first in the region. But Taylor Robinson, energy analyst and president of PLG Consulting, says if the cracker is built, it would send a powerful signal.
Well, it's gonna create some real momentum. And I think, you know, there's going to be some other large, you know, pet chem companies that follow suit.
To turn the region into a plastics mega center, cracker plants are just one component.
You're going to need to have, you know, enough wells producing the gas, and then you need storage. Of course, you need pipelines between all these things.
But where Robinson sees a path to prosperity, others see the threat of pollution. Martins Ferry resident Barbara Mew was part of a small group going door to door in nearby Moundsville, sharing information about the proposed project. She worries about what type of pollution the huge plant will emit into the air and water.
It's an environmental nightmare from top to bottom. Yeah, there are really no upsides to it.
The draft air permit before Ohio EPA estimates the cracker will release almost 400 tons of volatile organic compounds each year, and it will produce the equivalent carbon emissions of putting about 365,000 cars on the road. Sitting inside Van Dine's, a diner located on the outskirts of Shadyside, known for its all-you-can-eat spaghetti, retired public health practitioner Susan Brown says she worries what will happen to her community.
The fracking plant came in, then we're talking about the cracker plant. They're talking about the underground tanks. So it's escalating to become maybe an area that nobody wants to live.
Later this month, Ohio EPA will hold another public hearing, this time on the plant's water permit. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Shadyside, Ohio.